Welcome, everyone. As Hashem continue with Shmiras Halashon and Shahar Tavun and Perek Zayin, Shin 165. The Chafetz Chaim continues to discuss different examples of great tzaddikim, just like we saw by Yishayah HaNavi, who were punished severely for calling attention to the Aveiros of Klal Yisrael. Now, Lemaisa, we have to understand, Klal Yisrael did something wrong. In the examples we're going to see, the tzaddikim were rebuking the individuals or the groups of people because they did something wrong. And we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, none other than the greatest man that ever lived. The Navi HaNaviim, the Onam Mikol Adam. But nonetheless, he pushed too strong and he spoke too harshly of Klal Yisrael, of groups of Klal Yisrael. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Chei Moshe Rabbeinu Lava Shalom. Al Sha'omar Tarbus Anoshim Chatoim. After the 40 years of wandering in the Midbar, in the wilderness, B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain, the Shvatim of God and Ruvain, they came forward and they were concerned for the livestock, and perhaps they pushed a little too hard to receive their share of the land by the Yarden. On this point, Moshe Rabbeinu gave him teichacha, and he rebuked them very strongly. And he said that their behavior is similar to that of the Meraglim. And the Meraglim, we all know, caused that whole generation to die. Nevertheless, because he called these people Tarbus Anoshim Chatoim, this group of people who are chatoim, who are sinful. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu viewed this to be too strong, too harsh of an attack on B'nai God, B'nai Ruvein. And he was punished for saying this about them. And once again, who is this? This is Moshe Rabbeinu who davened for Klal Yisrael again and again and again. The love he had for Klal Yisrael was endless, boundless. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us, don't speak negative about Klal Yisrael, even if they're doing something wrong. What was the mistake? What was the punishment, rather? What was the punishment that happened to Moshe Rabbeinu because of this Aveira? Lefi Madrigasa, once again, according to his tremendously high grade level, which we can't even begin to understand, Yotze mimenu Shavuel ben Gershom. Shavuel, the son of Gershom, came out from this, from Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a grandson. Shoyim Shari Slavoy the Zoro, that he was an Oivir of the Zoro, he was a servant for the Avodah Zoro, as the Gemara in Bava Basra, and the Avkuf Testament base tells us. Moshe Rabbeinu was punished that a descendant of his was a Misharis of the Zorah. Could you hear what's going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu spoke pe'el pe'el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He spoke face to face to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Hashem. And because he spoke Lashon Hara to this degree, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us too strongly against B'nai God, B'nai Ruvein. Hashem punished him that a descendant of his would it be Mesharis to Avodah Zarah. But Yoisim Yizim Matzin of Immorso says the Chavetz Chaim, we find Belio Novi, Al Shamar Kanoi Kinesi, Yozu Vrisecho. Elio Novi was saying that Klal Yisrael, they left Hashem's bris. Nistalik Blaglal Ze Min HaNevuah. He was removed from being the chief Novi as a punishment. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you don't talk like this in a negative way about Klal Yisrael. Go anoint Elisha. Elisha will be the Navi now, the head Navi, as is brought down in Yalkut Shemayni to Malachim. Eliyahu Navi was wrong in calling attention to the wrongs of Klal Yisrael, and he was punished with this, with the loss of his post of being the chief Navi. And of course, you can ask the question, but they were doing something wrong. But the way they came about and said their negative speech to the Lefi Madre Gosa, once again, according to their great level, which we can't begin to understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy with this, to say the least. And Moshe Rabbeinu was punished. And Eliyahu was punished. What you have to take out from these lessons is the severity of speaking negatively about Klal Yisrael. That's the message the Chofetz Chaim is imploring upon us. Be very careful, even when they're doing something wrong. We still be careful how we say it. I think it's appropriate to remind ourselves of the piece from Rav Dessler Zatzal. Rav Dessler tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Chazal say, is Medati Kechut HaSayro, he explains, what does it mean Hashem judges the Tzadik Kechut HaSayro? You take a piece of hair from your head, you hold it at a distance in your hand, and you try to look at it, you could barely see it, one strand of hair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Medati in Tzadikim Chasidim Kechut HaSayro, one deviation, the wrong direction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the tzaddikim. Here, even though B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain, they did something wrong, even though Klal Yisrael were doing the wrong thing as well, they were doing Averis also. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us over here, showing by Moshe Rabbeinu, L'fi Madre Gosa, according to his great level, and Eliyahu Navi, we can't begin to understand this great tzaddikim. But still, to talk in such a harsh, strong way about Klal Yisrael, this is the lesson we have to be very careful with.